remove oneself from French territory. Thank you, Madam Ambassador. Chair, I am the diplomatic counselor for the Director General of Foreign Affairs in the Ministry of the Interior. I would like to respond as precisely as I might to your questions. And I thank you for those questions. As regards the path taken by foreigners in France, your question does cover the entirety of that path from their arrival into the country to their potential expulsion or removal from the country. Our law of 2024 addresses the oversight and control of foreigners and their possible integration. We have made the asylum process. We've broken down to territories to bring greater agility to the process to ensure that people are supported as quickly as possible. We have France Asile, single window asylum window processes. These, again, have been placed throughout the territory, throughout the entirety of the territory. The National Court for the Right to Asylum has also set up offices throughout the territory in order to be closer to the individuals in cases of asylum seekers. When foreigners are not eligible for asylum seeking procedures, it is then that they can be placed under administrative detention in administrative detention centers. As you indicated, these are administrative decisions from the prefectures. These decisions are subjected to oversight of the freedom and detention judges. They are to rule on matters of extended detention beyond 48 hours before up to 18 days. There is a possibility of other solutions in limited cases, always under the oversight of the judge. We also have a 24-day retention process for cases involving terrorism. It's important to note that during this detention period, foreigners that are benefiting from they benefit from healthcare support, psychological support, and legal counsel, and they receive, and voluntary returnees receive financial support as well. Now, when foreigners are compelled to remove themselves from French territory, well, that can, of course, involve countries that, or in which there are difficulties for these individuals. There is a deep analysis of the risks faced under Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights. There are some countries, again, that are not considered to be safe, and in these cases, return is only on a voluntary basis. Foreigners in such situations will benefit from jurisdictional appeals with a suspensive nature. You also mentioned the situation in Mayotte. Clearly, that's a unique situation in which we have some 3,000 asylum seekers per year after an enormous increase over recent years. These are procedures that have been accelerated given the situation on the ground. The acceleration of these procedures, or accelerated procedures, allow for us to better handle the very stressed support systems. This allows us to strike a balance between procedures that ensure basic guarantees, but that at the same time address the need for shelter and healthy conditions. Striking the balance in Mayotte is different than striking that balance in metropolitan France. I'll give the floor to my colleague.